Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Economists call it a solid jobs report from the government. 254,000 jobs added in September. Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com.
This was a much stronger than expected monthly employment report. This goes a long way toward restoring some shaky confidence in the job market.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report gives the Federal Reserve a little bit more time to start lowering interest rates. With the U.S. economy strong enough to produce more than 200,000 jobs in a month, the Fed can really take its time, maybe dropping rates by a quarter of a percentage point at the next meeting.
Thousands of dock workers along the eastern and Gulf coasts are back at work or headed there soon after the agreement to suspend their strike for about 3 months. Scott Cowan is a union president in Baltimore.
It means that they can provide, put food on the table, pay their bills. We're very excited to be back.
New contract talks will come against a backdrop of what's described as a sweetened wage offer by management. Reports in the Mideast say Israel targeted a Hezbollah intelligence headquarters in an airstrike in Lebanon, as well as a leader who was set to assume the top post. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tel Aviv.
Haven't heard of any big troop movements. There have been skirmishes on the Lebanese side along the border, and Hezbollah has fired rockets, so it does appear that they have some left.
The U.S. Supreme Court has left in place a regulation aimed at reducing the oil and gas industry's methane emissions, a key contributor to climate change. The Hurricane Helene death toll now stands at 217. The search for victims is into a second week in several states. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
The proportions of the devastation are shocking. We are mobilizing emergency relief funding, and we have people providing technical assistance to help the states get that done.
A pet shelter in Chicago has opened its doors to help dogs in the aftermath of Helene.
25 dogs from Pasco County, Florida, just wrapped up a more than 1,000-mile-long road trip to Chicago, riding in what Darlene Duggan, president of the Anti-Cruelty Society, said looked like a converted school bus.
There's lots of barking, there's lots of whining, there's lots of celebration.
When disaster strikes, many shelters arrange to take in pre-storm pets to clear space for those most affected. And these Florida dogs will now call Chicago home.
Joking among staff as they were coming off of the bus, should we tell them about Chicago winters now?
Sarah Herrera for CBS News, Chicago.
The IRS is expanding its program that allows people to file their returns directly with the agency for free. 24 states will participate now. Wall Street, the Dow is up 148 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department closed a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Despite identifying the infant's next of kin through DNA, the Racine County District Attorney's Office decided not to file charges. Latrell Davis, an 18-year-old suspect in a deadly Racine carjacking and shooting, was arrested in Kenosha this week after evading authorities for 2 months. Davis faces several charges for his alleged involvement in an August 8th shooting that left one person dead and another injured. It's an end-of-the-day deadline for those seeking Racine's 14th aldermanic district position. The ongoing boycott by 6 council members could hinder the appointment process. If that situation is resolved by October 15th, a new member may be appointed at that time. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek will close in early November. The closure is part of a trend of Piggly Wiggly stores shutting down across southeastern Wisconsin this year. That includes a Racine location. Over 100 dogs and cats from South Carolina have arrived in Wisconsin due to Hurricane Helene. They're being sent to shelters across the state. Civic Media has set up a donation site for hurricane relief efforts. If you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and it was you know. But it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
It's time now for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. I hope I'm not reading it too fast. 262-634-3311. And you could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. It was a warm, blue-skied August afternoon in the town of Arnhem. But in the deep, damp cellar, a 15-year-old pigtailed schoolgirl named Edda shivered and wept. The Nazis had occupied the Netherlands forever, it seemed, and yet this particular hiding place had been overlooked by both captives and captors until scrawny little Edda, pursued by German soldiers fleeing through the streets, had found it and sought refuge there. Trembling, she remembered all of the close calls, like the time the soldier stopped her, pointed his machine gun at her, and told her to take off her shoes. There was nothing in her shoes that day. Young Edda van Heemstra, however, was indeed a courier for the Dutch resistance, and she had concealed innumerable coded messages in her shoes, delivered them for the underground forces. Not all in her family had been as fortunate as she in avoiding disaster. A half-brother had been dragged off to a concentration camp. One of her favorite uncles had been arrested by the Gestapo and shot. A beloved cousin was similarly executed. The extreme shortage of food in Arnhem left Edda permanently hungry, and nonetheless, she managed to muster the strength to dance and play the piano in the town conservatory in recitals which provided an excuse for public assembly, a cover for meetings of the underground. But now it seemed the girl's luck had run out. Only minutes before, Nazi soldiers, rounding up Dutch women to work in military kitchens, had detained Edda. They were marching her off to headquarters with a group of other captives. Suddenly, she broke free and fled around a corner and up an alley and down into the forgotten cellar of this abandoned building. And there, in the darkness, she huddled among the empty boxes. Through a small ceiling-height window, she could see the boots of her pursuers. And yet, even after they passed and the streets were silent once more, Edda was certain that her capture was only a matter of time. And so there, on the dusty, cold floor, she curled up and sank into deep despair. In her leather satchel, there were yet a few crusts of stale bread, some apple juice, in a small flask. She would keep those meager rations from the hungry rats and sustain herself as long as she could. But if the Nazis wanted her, they were going to have to find her. Well, the night passed, and then the day, and another night. And then so many days and nights that the sick and frightened girl lost track. What little food she had 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 long since been consumed. Now the cramping agony of starvation held her in its grasp. Finally, the pain in her stomach drove her to a desperate decision. She would wait until the next nightfall to try to make her way home. And she did. She had been missing. She had been hiding, starving in that cellar for 25 days, almost an entire month. But somehow, she got back home to her mother, and mercifully, a short time later, the town, Arnhem, was liberated. You know the young lady I'm talking about. Oh, yes, you do. You have seen Edda van Heemstra many, many times, and you will again. But the next time you see her, other pictures will come to your mind. Pictures of a skinny girl in pigtails staring down the muzzle of a Nazi machine gun. Pictures of a child carrying coded messages in her shoes and performing music while the resistance plotted sabotage. and then starving in a lonely cellar as the Gestapo thundered through the streets of her hometown of Arnhem. And then you will say to yourself that until right now, you never really knew Audrey Hepburn. But now you know the rest of the story.
Isn't that awesome? This is what I loved about And the Rest of the Story, Paul Harvey. You spend the whole time trying to figure out who he's talking about. And it's Audrey Hepburn. Oh, my goodness. Yes, she was a great actress, too. I love her. Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need me there. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's gone. For the night time, forget the day, the day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's the time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the night time, to forget the day, day of uptight time, baby chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's the time to move, I thank the Lord for the night time, thank the Lord for you.
Now.
Thanking the Lord for the nighttime, especially on those warm nights and you walk the dog and you're not both not freezing to death. And the coyotes aren't out. That's the big thing in my neighborhood now. Coyotes, just a few feet from one last night walking. I was like, great, the Brewers lose and coyotes. Come on. WRJN local news, timeless, hits in the Stones.
Yes, yes.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brewers lose, but luckily my old Uncle Dick. Rain, shine, Brewer loss, you're still there. God bless you, Uncle Dick. Good to have you. Good to have you for a friend, a neighbor, and an uncle. Uncle Dick's picks. Oh, my goodness. What do you got for us today?
Well, being a Timeless Hits radio station, I feel we haven't talked about one of our biggest genres, Motown. I have to admit now, Motown is a little intimidating. So let's start with Motown itself. In 1959, Berry Gordy started Tamla Records. And in 1960, he incorporated it with Motown Records. With Detroit being home to the big three automakers, Motown was perfect. Along with 20-year-old Smokey Robinson as his vice president, they had set out to style soul music with pop appeal. Gordy purchased an old photo studio at 2648 West Grand Boulevard and converted it to a music studio. Today, it's the popular landmark known as Hitsville, USA. By 1966, Motown would occupy seven more houses in the neighborhood, have over 400 employees, be worth $81 million, and employ Gordy's father and five siblings within the company. Oh, yeah. Did I mention between 1960 and 1972, they had 110 top 10 records on the Billboard Top 100.
Wow.
Very impressive. Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Four Tops, the Temptations, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and hundreds more. Very impressive. In 1972, the company was faced with a massive expansion. Gordy moved Motown Records to L.A. and opened Motown Film Production Studios in New York. From 1972 to this day, Motown has been sold, merged, and acquired over two dozen times. Through all of it, Berry Gordy has stayed with or been associated with Motown all the way. Well, after hearing that list of artists, how do we pick just one song?
Exactly.
Okay, Cindy, for me, it's the Jackson 5 all day. But Papa Was a Rolling Stone is awesome. And it won the Grammy in 1973. I love that song. That's Dick's pick for October 4th, 2024.
You're the man, Dick.
Thanks.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you, tell me the truth. My
Mama just hung her head and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Papa
was a rolling stone. Never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
that's the Temptations, Uncle Dick's picks for this Friday, October 4th on WRJN.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin. 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bains AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bains AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. With the special holiday season just around the corner, they deliver stunning, handcrafted floral arrangements right to your door. Rooted in family tradition, the Personal Touch by Julie offers unmatched floral designs at the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
somebody so that the dancer just won't hide.
Family Stone, dancing to the music. WRJN, local news, timeless hits with the timeless hits. Man, what a great, great tunes, and no doubt were played by vinyl or played from vinyl. And now, and I hope you relive those moments of giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. And sometime between, now and about 1:15, you're going to hear a tune from Blood, Sweat, and Tears because Jim Filder of the group is having a birthday. So artist of record, everybody who wins vinyl is going to be in the running for a couple of record players at the end of this month. So time and again, Music and More and Stuart Event Boy, they're helping us, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it off, like I said, someone's going to win a record player. So you can play those vinyls on there, right? So keep this in the back of your mind. WRJN, the phone number is 262-634-WRJN. And when you hear a Blood, Sweat, and Tears tune, and what? There's only three. And When I Die, Spinning Wheel, and You Made Me So Very Happy. When you hear one of those three, then be my fifth caller right here on WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After evading authorities for almost 2 months, 18-year-old Latrell Davis was arrested in Kenosha Wednesday. He's alleged to have played a role in a deadly Racine carjacking and shooting in August. Davis, the last of three teenage suspects to be arrested, faces several charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Police say he's connected to an August 8th shooting that resulted in a death and an injury. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says people should ask the Racine County District Attorney's Office why charges weren't filed in connection to an infant's death in 1989. Kenosha County investigators announced yesterday the closure of a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Due to a conflict in the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office, it was investigated in the Racine County DA's office. DNA technology helped investigators identify the infant's next of kin in 2022, but the Racine County District Attorney's Office ultimately decided not to file charges. Another pig is shutting down. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek is scheduled to close early next month. The closure adds to a growing list of Piggly Wiggly stores that have closed across southeastern Wisconsin this year, including stores in Brookfield and Racine. If you can take a pet displaced from the hurricane, check with your local shelter. Over 100 dogs and cats from South Carolina arrived in the area this week, and they are being sent to shelters across the state. Civic Media has set up a site for people to make donations towards Hurricane Helene relief. You can donate at civicmedia.us/help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
For Grand Funk Railroad and WRJ and local news, timeless hits. And you just gotta love the heck out of a tune that has the lyrics unfettered and alive. She's got my vote, Joni Mitchell from Court and Spark. Here's Free Man in Paris.
The way I see it, he said you just can't win it. Everybody's in it for their own. Somebody calling you down. I do my best and I do good business. There's a lot of people asking for my time. They're trying to get ahead. They're trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me out for favors and no one's future to decide. Song.
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
And timeless hits right here at WRJ on the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice? Artists of record today, when you hear one of the three Blood, Sweat, and Tears songs that we play, it's going to be one of them, either And When I Die or Spinning Wheel or You Made Me So Very Happy. One of those three win that vinyl album to that group here from WRJN, courtesy of Time and Again in Sturtevant. Oh, they are your one-stop shop for vinyl. You know, the vinyl stores, the secondhand awesome record stores disappearing, but this store is still going on. So someone's going to win that. Caller number 5 quite shortly. Ooh, is that another hint? Yes, it is. Set 262-634-WRJN. And before we go into this commercial break, I do want to mention, if you would love to help out with hurricane relief, we're not taking the money directly. What we thought we would do is put up a link that you can go up and donate. Even $10 would really help out down there, down south. It is just horrible, courtesy of Hurricane Helene. So our website would be civicmedia.us/help. And we've got links to Samaritan's Purse, which I've personally worked with, and they're wonderful. American Red Cross, they're wonderful too. And World Central Kitchen from WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at The Personal Touch by Julie. Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. With the special holiday season just around the corner, they deliver stunning, handcrafted floral arrangements right to your door. Rooted in family tradition, The Personal Touch by Julie offers unmatched floral designs at the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Walking with a love, with a love.
spoken, we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Just in front of CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddles with local news, weather and sports and blood, sweat and tears all coming up in the next few here.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes looking through my soul. Temptation eyes, you've got to love me, got to love me tonight. Just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride, it's never ending tonight. With me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Those temptation eyes looking through my soul. The temptation eyes, you've got to love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The job market turned in a stronger-than-expected September. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue says 254,000 jobs were created.
Everything that has happened in the labor market and in the economy has been stronger than expected. It's been, you know, really defied expectations.
CBS News contributor Javier David.
The numbers were better than expected.